Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about bodybuilding, about being built up in the body of Christ, as well as being involved in building up the body of Christ. Each weekday morning, we'll take a look at a different aspect of how the Bible says that we're being built up and how the Bible says we ought to be involved in building up others. And today we're going to focus in on building with speech, using our words in a constructive way rather than a destructive way. Ephesians 4, verse 29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." The destructiveness of words is pretty apparent. You don't have to look far before you see damage caused by words. Sometimes careless words, sometimes very intentional words. The difficulty, or one of the many difficulties of words, is we don't always anticipate the damage. Or the damage is different than what we intended. There are a lot of people that use words intending to harm, but they don't go into it with the realization of just how much harm and how widespread it might become. And God's desire is that we put a guard over our mouth so that we would build up others with our speech. And when I talk about building with speech, building with words, I think I need to clarify, just in case you think there's a loophole, it isn't just spoken words. It's our social media words. It's the things that we don't really say, we share. It's the ones we type. It's the ones that we share what somebody else typed. It's the message that we communicate. A message we communicate with our voice, with our electronic devices, and sometimes with our silence. James tells us that everyone ought to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. When we understand God's desire is that our words are being used, or ought to be used, to build up others, He makes it clear that we build them up according to their need. Requires us to listen. How do we know what their need is if we don't know them? If we're not listening to them? If we've already decided what we're going to say? Using restraint in our words is, well, it's not a very 21st century thing. I have the right to say whatever I want. Nobody can stop me from doing that, is the cry that we hear. And we focus so much on our own rights that we often ignore our responsibility. Being able to do something or to say something does not mean that it's the right thing to do. the Apostle Paul writes and he says, all things are permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Now, granted, in the context, you have to understand that there are limits to what is permissible. It's not permissible to go out and kill someone. It's not permissible to steal from people. The list can go on. It's not permissible to take advantage of others. But as Paul writes, wanting to address often the conflict between a Jewish culture and a Greek culture, a Roman culture, a worldly culture, a often pagan culture, many of the things that had been taboo to the Jewish people were now permissible. All of their dietary laws, God had shown up in a vision to Peter and says, those aren't so important anymore. They serve their purpose. Sometimes we use the excuse in our speech, in our words, that, well, it was truth. They needed to hear it. And we fail to ask the important question, but was it beneficial? Was it spoken in love? Was it corrective if it needed to be corrective? Was it encouraging if it needed to be encouraging? Do we even know what was needed? Or did we just react and respond? See, God's desire is that we are very careful with our words. One of the devotional books that I've written is entitled, Watch Your Mouth. And it talks about the way God wants us to use our words. And as I mentioned already today, I mentioned in the book that it's not just our spoken words. It's the words that we say behind a screen that we would probably never say face to face. We're emboldened by secrecy, by a lack of embarrassment, by a failure of accountability. And so God's desire is that we learn from our own mistakes. We learn from the harm that we experience from the words of others. And we choose to build with words, to build up our neighbor, our family member, our coworker, our fellow student, our enemy. Instead of striking out and striking back, we heal. We mend. We forgive. Words have great power. And we use them oftentimes so carelessly. And God's desire is that those words that we use build up the body. They build up ourself. They build up people according to their need. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Because you love us, you gave us the greatest word to build us up according to our need. And that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. God, as Jesus walked among us and spoke, he did so with love, with compassion, with correction, with conviction. But always according to what those around him needed to hear. But he could do that with a wisdom that came from seeking you, from living in obedience to you, from being fully God and fully man. Father, you know how much we struggle. Just as in our actions, we sometimes know the good we ought to say, and yet we say what we don't really want to say. It seems to just come out. And especially when we're engaged in verbal conflict. Because we're not stopping to think. We're not stopping to listen. We're reacting. And so God, today, help us to be very careful with our words in whatever fashion they come. That we would use them to build up others according to their need. You would help us to listen, to pay attention to what is really needed. And Father, that we would not be blinded by the ways of this world. That we would notice those times when words bring healing. And we would model those examples, and lift up those examples, and live those examples. And Father, even when we notice the times when words bring destruction, that we would pay attention to those as warnings, as reminders, as deterrents. And so God, today, as we live life, it's my prayer that every one of us would be more careful. Our desire would be to build up others, to see them grow and prosper in your kingdom as citizens of the kingdom. And so, God, help us today to put a guard over our lips, over our keyboards, over our electronic devices, over all of those words that we allow into our mind that eventually come back out. And a guard over all of those words that exist, that our vocabulary would be transformed into words which build up according to the needs of others. And Father, as we ourselves are built up by the words of Jesus, by the Word, may we lift Him up in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.